Okay, I'm back here with you one-on-one. So as we go to wrap up, do you understand how powerfully important it is to focus on one thing at a time, not trying to figure out how to solve all 92 problems at once? Maybe there are 92 challenges in your life. Maybe you should write them on the board and then ask yourself, which of these relate? All of these 9 things relate to my kids. These 12 relate to my business, or maybe my finances. These relate to my body. So really, I got 3 challenges to deal with: my kids, my business, and my body. I'll tell you what, as simplistic as this seems, it allows you to focus on one thing at a time, and you can only solve usually one major thing at a time. If you'll make this a habit in life, then all of a sudden things will come into balance. So remember, instead of asking, what do I gotta do? What's the question you wanna ask? I wanna break you of that habit. The question you wanna ask is, what do I really want? What's my outcome? What specific result am I after here? Because remember, clarity is power. Once you know what you're after, then before you ask what to do, ask, why do I really want to do this? Really, what is this gonna give me? Why am I juiced to do this? Because the worst thing to say is, let me tell you what I have to do. When you say I have to, that creates a biochemical effect inside you, and it's not a pretty sight. It's not gonna make you want to do it if you talk about have to. So why do you wanna do it? What are your reasons? Remember, reasons come first, answers come second. And then finally, get a map. Get a massive action plan. Little action doesn't change anything, but if you got a lot of choices, you don't have to do them all, but you'll have a lot of ways to go about something. You won't be anal having, oh, I can only do it this way. You'll be flexible. That kind of thinking, where you're asking, what do I really want? Why do I want it? And how can I make that happen now, will change your life. If you add that with chunking, starting to take all these things coming at you and say, whoa, 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 what do these all relate to? Stress will disappear and your mind will start being so focused, and focus is power. So you can see why I didn't try to teach you the entire RPM system on one little tape and pull out a binder and give you the binder or the software to do it. I want to hook you. And if you want to do more with me, wonderful. But if not, you've got a couple of tools right now that are invaluable. So let's make sure before you turn off this tape, you commit to some action. Here's the first thing I do. If you say each week, what do I got to do? You make a to-do list, and it usually has all the musts in your life that didn't come from you. It's all the stuff other people want you to do. It's all the things you're concerned about. Or maybe it's stuff that'll just make you feel good for the moment. Here's what I suggest. When you turn off this tape, take a look at your life and say, if I were to take my entire life and chunk it in like 5, 6, 7, 8 areas, what are the most important 7 or 8 areas of my life that every week I've got to make progress in? Well, some obvious ones might be your body, because if you don't focus on it, it doesn't get better, does it? It gets worse. So it's an area you got to give energy to. What's another area that if you don't focus on it, it's going to affect you? And by the way, within your body, you can put diet and exercise and fun things, all kinds of stuff. It's one area of focus. Another one would obviously be your family. You know, so many people today are talking about how stressed they are at work, and they bring it home, and there's no focus on what to do with the family. If there's no goal, if there's no outcome, and if you're not really associated, if you don't really think about all the reasons why it's important to be in a great state around your family, I guarantee you weeds grow automatically. There's going to be problems there at home. So family might be another category for you. Your business or your career is clearly another one. Your relationship with God or your creator, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, has to be nurtured, because there are going to be times in your life where there are going to be all kinds of challenges. And unless there's a consistent focus on faith, you're not going to have any reserves left for those things that seem uncertain or things that seem so unjust or unfair. So you could say, okay, well, I got my body, I got my family, I got my business or career, I got my spiritual side of my life. What else? Maybe your friends, maybe your finances. This would be 6 areas. And then just decide today, in those 6 areas or whatever areas you want to come up with, just these 6 really important areas in my life, this half dozen areas in my life that matter most, what do I want to really make happen? What outcome do I want? What's a goal? What's an outcome? What's a result, a specific result I want to achieve in the next 90 days? What's one I want to achieve in the next 30 days? And what do I really want to make happen this week so that I make progress towards that? So it isn't just a thought in my head, but something I'm really focused on. We can remember 3 things pretty easily, or a half dozen for most of us. So think about, what are going to be the half dozen areas of your life that would make the biggest difference? Because most people major in minor things. They put all their focus in things that don't matter, and they wonder why they're stressed. Figure out what the majors are for you and make a committed focus now to come up with an outcome. Secondly, write down why it's a must for you. For each of these 6 areas, what are you going to do in 90 days? Why is that a must? Why is it something you want? Why is it something you're going to make happen? What are the outcomes for 30 days? And what are the outcomes for this week? And why are those a must? It'll get you juiced up, because when you set a goal, then you bump into the obstacles, don't you? The inevitable challenges that show up. But if you got enough reasons, when the challenges show up, you'll still have the fuel to push yourself through it. And then you don't have to create a whole map if you don't want to, especially not after just one tape. This is something in a 10-day program, we do like one area a day for 10 days. But maybe instead what you do is just come up with two steps. What are just two first steps to your map, to your massive action plan? Someone you're going to call, something you're going to schedule, something you're going to do right away in each of these six areas. If you do this little exercise, it'll take you somewhere between 15, 20 minutes, or it could be an hour. It depends on how much you want to invest in it. But you won't have just heard a tape and said, well, I probably should do that. You'll have started the process of chunking, and you'll have started the process of asking some quality questions. Not what do I got to do, what do I want? Just focusing on what you want and why you want it alone, even without a plan, will start to move you subconsciously in that direction. And so I really encourage you, when you turn off this tape, at least as a minimum, write down the six areas that matter most. And under those six areas, write down at least one thing you're going to accomplish in the next 90 days or 30 days and come up with a reason, at least one action plan. Will you at least do that? You don't have to be perfect, but get it started. And remember to live with passion.